going down to the Poconos in Pennsylvania around the Thanksgiving weekend in October. And to tell us about it, Stephen Pickford of Zaguri Travel has come in. We will break, and when we come back, we'll get the details. We're back in a moment. This night, and without any further ado, this may be in an exotic capital of the world. Speaking of things that might be swinging, I mentioned before the break of a singles express. It's called the Romance Express, and it is going to the Poconos October 11th to the 14th, and it is the brainchild of Stephen Pickford of Zaguri Travel, who has organized this so-called American-style singles tour. And it interested me to the extent that we have Stephen in the studio with us now. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you're going down by bus?
Yes, it's a luxury motor coach.
Get Antonio to pull a batch of these buses.
Well, maybe we will.
Tough act to follow, this Antonio. Let's find out about this this whole thing, how the idea came to be, first of all.
Well, I'd operated tours in the past, actually dating back to 1979, which had been pretty well open to everyone.
Yeah.
Not just singles, but married people, etc.
Yeah.
And there had come from that past experience requests from those passengers who were single, why not have our own tour? Coupled with that, we had the input from the regular clientele of Zaguri Travel, as well as market research looking at what were trends in the travel industry in the United States, because such tours have become increasingly popular, particularly in cities such as New York, Chicago, Los Angeles.
Are we looking at like a Club Med on wheels here?
Potentially.
Potentially, I see. So you see this as having long-range possibilities rather than a one-shot affair on the Thanksgiving
weekend.
Right,
we'll judge it from the initial trip. I can't say that there will be another trip, let's say, in February until such time as the first trip is successful. But most certainly, if everything goes well with the first trip, we see no reason why it could not be continued on a seasonal basis, 4, 6, 8 trips a year,
Days
for singles.
It seems, Stephen, like an idea whose time has come, actually, whose time has already arrived, and we just see various manifestations of it, people going for Club Med-style holidays in the mountains, skiing in the winter, you know, other exotic places in the sun, during the cold season and what have you. So you've just packaged this. Have you really taken from that idea and decided to set up singles in the Poconos on Thanksgiving as a result of this?
Well, I had been to the Poconos before.
Mm-hmm.
It's a popular destination in the United States. It's easy to get to and quite fast to reach from Montreal. It doesn't take a long time to get there. And when you do get there, the facilities are excellent. So the Poconos for a first trip seemed to me to be a very viable destination.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you put together the idea of a tour, I guess singles had been going on vacations to certain spots hoping to meet other singles. The idea now is that they will all come from one city and go to another destination.
Right, they don't have to go sort of in a vain search, hoping that maybe one or two other people, and if they fail, if they don't meet one or two other people, in the past, their whole vacation was a dead loss.
Yeah.
They felt lost in that city. They felt they'd wasted their money.
Yeah.
So now they know that they'll be meeting people in a similar situation. And right from the moment they meet on the day of departure to the moment they return, they're meshed together as a close-knit group.
It's interesting how in the mid-80s, you know, we can take the sociological slant on this this particular story. What you're doing here is capitalizing on, and I don't use that derogatorily, certainly, you're capitalizing on the urban alienation of young people primarily, but people who are single, and you're catering to a need.
Right, there is most certainly a need in the marketplace.
Yeah.
If we didn't feel that there was a need, we wouldn't be going about operating a tour.
Sure. Now, you say this is very popular in the United States?
Right. In the United States, both particular agencies and clubs specifically for this purpose, because in the United States the whole regulatory environment for travel agencies is much different than in Quebec, so it is much easier for anyone to organize a tour here. It is a little more difficult under the Quebec Travel Industry Act.
Mm-hmm.
So in that regard, it is easier for more people to get into the industry in the States.
What are you expecting here? Will this denigrate into a wild orgy on the bus or the buses and bacchanalian pleasures as people pull into the Poconos and, you know, guys are looking for all kinds of loose women and vice versa?
Well, I would say that we hope it doesn't turn into that.
Oh, you're lying.
I look at the type of people, and you see, when you first meet them on that first day, you would never imagine them to get close, because they're both introverts and extroverts.
Oh, I don't know, first day. It's like guys going on a bus to a Buffalo Bills football game, or rather quiet and sedate.
Right, by the time.
No kidding, you hit upstate New York, you know, guys are wearing their underwear in place of lampshades on their head.
You know, so every group is different, so I can't say...
ideally, just between you and me, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, you know that this has potential, like there's a titillating aspect of it
all.
Well,
every trip has potential.
Oh, great.
When
travel agent here speaking.
Every trip has potential.
Uh-huh.
When you start mixing males and females, there is always that potential.
And especially if they're single.
Especially if they're single and if they're in a close environment.
Like a bus.
Right, they're traveling in the bus and they're staying at the same hotel.
How many people are you expecting to send down? Let's say you reach capacity on this particular trip.
Capacity would be 44 people.
44 people. Wow, that in and of itself is an orgy, or at least a nice round number for one. They say three's company, but after that it just gets good, doesn't it? So 44, or is it two's company, three's a crowd? It doesn't matter. 44 is just, it boggles the mind. So will you dictate the ratio of male to females or the split?
Well, that would have to... That's just first come, first served.
What if you get 42 guys and 2 women?
Well, past experience shows that it pretty well evens out.
Oh, it does.
Maybe this is with the trips that...
I hear the 2 women bemoaning that fact, but it does balance out.
It balances out. I mean, there may be 3 or 4 more men than women, but overall the ratio...
You're not going to impose any kind of a hand in the final number?
Well, you might... the first 22 callers might be men... And then you cut off all the men, then you get no women. Then what do? You're still going to have a trip with all men.
22 guys. That's when you go past the Poconos and on to Buffalo for the Bills game and watch the guys with the underwear on their head. Do you discriminate on the basis of age, or is the only criteria that has to be met the fact that they're single?
Right, that's the single criteria, that they are single.
That's it. How are you going to police that? I mean, there might be guys who send their wives away to the Laurentians with the kiddies for the weekend, rub their hands with glee and say, Ernie, you got no idea. We're going to the Poconos, and we're going to introduce ourselves to, you know, some arm girls, as George Kennedy said in Cool and Lou. You know, just the whole idea of these guys are going to be on the make.
Well, they could do that just as easily by putting one of those ads in the... If they were interested in that, they could put an ad in the newspaper like we see almost every week saying... or they could
as
easily do it at a convention. I mean, they could do it at the Broadcasters Convention, for instance.
Oh, and they do, believe me. Believe me, you think they go down there to learn new techniques in programming? Are you kidding? That's why the status quo never changes in radio, because when they go to those conventions, you know, they're just slopping copious quantities of alcohol and getting their picture taken with the great Antonio. So you're going to disavow any responsibility for being part and parcel of a home wrecker, his sojourn in the Poconos. That doesn't matter to you.
Well, I cannot police that.
No.
I cannot get a private detective. You will never find any travel agency or any tour operator who goes in and delves that way into somebody.
You're just offering the service and let their own morals...
Right, we're offering the tour, and it's up to the individual to decide what he wants to do.
Yeah. Now, because there is no precedent here in Montreal, but based on the American example, what have you found to be the demographics what is the age span of the people partaking?
The general age ranges between 25 and 50.
25 to 50.
Right, which is a large span, but with a mean age of approximately 37.
Well, really, now, then I take it most of these people are sincere adults who are going for a good time, but also, let us say, the real hook is that they may meet someone.
Right. I would say, in the majority of instances, sincerity is the main criteria of their motives to go on.
Again, it's like a vacation and a dating service or a social club.
Right, I would say a social club in the instance that, you know, they are meeting people and they're combining that with vacation, with getting out of town.
All right, where their wives or husbands can't find them. Now let's get down to the actual nuts and bolts of what you're offering, let us say, the perfect setting for a nice relaxed environment and something conducive to people meeting one another.
Well, we provide, especially at the beginning of the trip, that general framework. They meet on the day of departure, which is Friday, October 11th, for a reception and a continental breakfast at the Holiday Inn downtown on Sherbrooke Street. I will be serving as the tour director, and I introduce the people to each other. We go around the room so people at least know each other's names, and a little bit about each other, perhaps what they do for a living, etc., before they get on the bus. Then, upon arrival in the Poconos that evening, we have a welcome reception, champagne, welcome from the general manager of the property, property inspection. Then they have their wine and cheese party that first evening.
Is it at the wine and cheese that they all throw their keys into the middle and then, I've been watching Love American Style, I think, too often. But, okay, that is...
Right, that's centered principally on the first day. So there's those three functions the first day, plus the closeness that's generated by sitting on the bus, although I don't want people...
I love that. Well, no, I believe that. I've been on school trips. You've been on field trips, Mike? Sure you have. That's the way it works. You rascal, that's all this is. This is a high school field trip for 37-year-olds.
I wouldn't want people to think that they're going to sit for hours and hours
no.
on the bus.
No.
Never for more than an hour and a half. There's always a morning coffee break, lunch, afternoon coffee break.
Yeah, you're giving us the kind of stuff that I guess you'd find on any extended trip on a bus. Give me the real good dirt, like the exciting stuff. Like, have you arranged for, let's say, Saturday night twister parties or anything like that?
Well, there's no party per se. We have a room available at the hotel.
Oh, yeah?
A meeting room in the evening, which is for the members of the group to meet. Now, what they do there is up to them. But hopefully by the second night, they will...
Make use of the room?
They will make use of the room, plus use of the recreational facilities.
Really?
And, well, it's a wide range.
What are you, briefing the guys on signing in as John Smith? What are you doing here?
No, they're having full use of the hotel recreational facilities.
Right.
And they have their choice of what they want to do. So the evening program on night 2 and 3 is not a structured program per se.
Okay, because I know the Club Med experience is that they pretty much have activities going on all the time, so there's never a loss for things to do. There's always something happening, but you don't want to pressure people?
We don't want to pressure people because some people are going to feel that they don't fit in.
Right.
So the initial framework is set, and this again is judging from what is proven successful in the States. Day one is the most important day. Make people feel at ease. Let them meet each other. Then they can make their own friends. Now, days 2 and 3, they still have the opportunity because we do go on regional sightseeing. There's regional attractions. There are the recreational facilities at the hotel that they do roll together as a group. So, in effect, by night number 2, they've had 2 full days together to judge what they would like to do.
Right. By night 3, you could be already slated to be the best man for 4 or 5 different couples.
Well, I'm not discounting that.
No, ideally, I think that's what you might want to do. And as a result, the reputation would be propagated that this is an ideal way of meeting someone. Again, in a relaxed environment, people having fun, getting to know one another. What kind of a response have you garnered so far? How long have you been...
Well, we've been promoting this principally since after Labor Day because people don't like thinking about Thanksgiving until after the Labor Day weekend. It looks too far away. We've had a number of reservations placed, and they have to become confirmed when people pay within 5 days of making their reservation. So the response rate so far, based both on the people calling in and the media response to such, has been very good.
So you don't feel you'll have any difficulty meeting the quorum of 44?
No, I don't think so.
Now, what is the price for this lost weekend in the Poconos?
Well, it's $450 per person.
Canadian?
Right, Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2 sharing a room, double occupancy, per person double.
Can I ask you a question? Pardon my naivete, but I am but a simple man and one who has a rather strict moral code. When you say based on double occupancy, that means that you go down as a single with another single, right?
Right. You go down with another single. You can sign up on a will share basis, and then we will match you before departure with another single of the same sex on the departure.
Oh, I see. You can't go down.
Or you can go down with a friend. Like, some people just know of another single, and they go down and decide to share a room on the departure. Or if one wants a single room, whereas many tours, if you pay up to 50% more, you only pay $105 more, $555 for single occupancy.
For a single occupancy. I see. Well, you know, if you go down mixed gender, double occupancy, it's going to really degenerate into swapping and the whole bit, I think.
Well, we can't...
No, I'm just teasing.
Right at the beginning,
I'm just teasing.
No, right at the beginning, I can't... it would be like saying, well, this person name right off a list and would go with somebody else, and that would,
I think you're,
in itself...
It's only fair to absolve you of any responsibility having to police people or impose a moral code. I mean, one wouldn't want you to be that puritanical because you're just running... A tour here, a vacation for the singles. And if people want to be unethical and maybe take off their wedding bands, that's their business.
Right.
Yeah. For 450 Canadian, I guess you're allowed to cut loose for a long holiday weekend. So the reservations are coming in. When is the cutoff point?
Well, the cutoff point is 1 week prior to departure, when we have to firmly send our rooming list into the hotel. So we have to receive the reservation and payment by Friday the 4th of October.
Yeah. Again, drawing on the American experience, I'm sure in setting this up, you spoke to some of the tour operators in the United States. Did you ever ask any of them if they followed up on how some of the people who met on these excursions fared in the aftermath? Did any people actually start seeing one another? And...
Oh, yes. That I would say approximately 35%.
35%? That's higher than the dating game. Jim Lang, eat your heart out.
Approximately 35% on average would continue to see each other for at least three times after the coach returned home. And as well, there's been a great interest, especially in New York, with people keeping in touch either by correspondence or getting together once a year for Christmas party or something of that nature, which we could see ourselves doing depending on how many trips we eventually offer to offer that same type of follow-up in Montreal,
yeah,
having a party or whatever.
Now, it's out of Montreal. You've restricted it just to the Montreal area. I mean, I guess it doesn't seem feasible that someone be coming in from Toronto to take part in this tour down to the Pocono.
Right, and there are enough tours out of Toronto, both to that destination and to other points, where it wouldn't pay somebody to pay the extra fare to come to Montreal,
right,
and go down.
Yeah. Do you see this as something that is viable, that you can continue to do when you consider that it might just be cheaper to try and go to a singles bar, or might this be far more advantageous than the single scene downtown?
I see it as being more advantageous for the individuals involved because it combines more than one element in one package. The vacation, the opportunity to meet other people in a relaxed environment, in a somewhat less competitive environment, and sort of in a warm, intimate atmosphere.
Sounds like it could be a fun trip. So if we have covered most of the bases, I think what you ought to do is leave us with the number or the address and anything else we might need to know. So for the most part, let's just cover what we already have. 450 Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate deadline is October the 4th.
Right. Hope. It's a first-come, first-served basis, so as soon as possible, it would be wise to reserve.
Gives you an opportunity to meet someone sincere, and I guess what it really does is increase your margin for success. Even if you fail in that regard, it should turn out to be just pure fun in the Poconos, one of the great resort areas of the northern United States, and you have an itinerary that includes a number of activities in that scenic setting, and everything is looked after. So, again, Stephen, if you could, give us the number or the address or whatever we need.
Okay, the telephone number where they can reach me tomorrow is
626-3132. 3132. Okay, well.
And our agency is located in Dollar DeSormo.
Interesting. I wish you the best of success, and have you already started to think further down the road for other projects?
Well, we're looking at potentially a ski trip in February.
To where?
Well, that could either be cross-country skiing Montebello or downhill skiing at a destination still to be determined.
You know what I like, as we're closing out, I sense, and confirm or deny that you're not making it too exotic or above people's head. You're trying to limit it by making it still a special event, but not that far away. You're not sending people down to the Bahamas or to Fiji. Your Poconos are, you know, within half a day's drive. And is that the thinking?
Right, that's the rationale behind that.
Yeah.
Sometimes just the destination puts people, say, oh, that's beyond my means, or it'll be a different type of person there. So place close to home makes good sense in that regard.
Right. Again, anyone who is a single is free to partake, and that could include anyone from 18 to 98. And just go out and have a good time. Thank you very much. It sounds interesting. Do get back to us and let us know how you made out, all right?
Oh, okay, I will.
Okay. Again, your number 626-3132. Good luck and thank you. 10 minutes before the top of the